I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. Every Thursday, we join NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams and guest on our political corner. Today, they'll discuss why Democrats are demanding answers about pre-war intelligence leading up to the war in Iraq, and also the recent indictment of Lewis Scooter Libby.
I'm joined now by Professor Ron Walters. He's professor of political science at the University of Maryland. Professor Walters was an advisor to Reverend Jesse Jackson's campaign for president. Also with us, Reverend Joseph Watkins, head of Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church in Philadelphia. Reverend Watkins was a member of the first President Bush's White House staff. He's at WPHT in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
Good to be with you.
Great to be here, Juan.
Topic one, President Bush nominated Samuel Alito Jr. as his nominee for the Supreme Court. He's touted his qualifications, having attended Princeton and Yale. Why there was no minority or woman considered to replace Sandra Day O'Connor on the court. Were you surprised, Reverend Watkins, that none of these people ended up on the short list to replace Harriet Myers once her nomination failed?
Well, it seemed to me that the president was more interested in doing the right thing, which is appointing the best person for that position, and somebody who it would be very, very hard for people on either side of the aisle to dispute. Samuel Alito is that kind of a candidate, and obviously there are lots of great candidates, Hispanic candidates, African-American candidates, male candidates, female candidates, a lot of outstanding people out there that this president could have chosen. He made a great pick, however, in Samuel Alito, and I'm pleased with it.
And Ron Walters, what do you think about the absence of women or minorities on the final list?
Well, one, what this speaks loudly to is that diversity really was not a value that the people he was trying to please cared very much about. He was, let's be clear, he was trying to please the conservative base of the Republican Party. President Bush really needs this wing of the party, given the fact that his favorability ratings are so low. He needs them to govern. He needs them in the fight, for example, that he's got going on right now over intelligence, and he's certainly going to need them next year in the midterm elections.
Let's move on to another topic, which is Lewis Scooter Libby, the vice president, chief of staff, being indicted on 5 counts, obstruction of justice, perjury, in the investigation by a special prosecutor into the leak of a CIA agent's identity. Joe Watkins, do you think that Scooter Libby is going to strike a plea deal?
Well, it's possible that Scooter Libby could strike a plea deal. I mean, he is easily a very, very busy guy. And truth be told, with any busy official in the White House, especially any chief of staff to a vice president or to a U.S. president, with all the stuff that they have coming at them, I know that I was a staffer at the White House, and I was not nearly as busy as a chief of staff or a deputy chief of staff, and my plate was full. I couldn't return all the phone calls that I had. It's very, very possible that Scooter Libby could have, in a non-malicious way, been mistaken about when it is he first learned of Valerie Plame's name.
If Joe Watkins was your defense attorney, Ron Walters, would you be a happy man?
I'm sure not.
I'm afraid not. What we know, and we know fairly clearly from the investigation, is that Vice President Cheney told Robert Novak that Valerie Plame was a CIA agent. And what we also know is that the relationship between he and Scooter Libby, they're extremely close. They ride to work together. It's inconceivable to me to think that Scooter Libby would have gone off on a solo project. All we can say is that Libby was indicted on a technicality, and that in some respects, Patrick Fitzgerald did not have the courage to go after the vice president.
Now, let's go on to a subject that's closely tied to this, which was the effort by the Democrats in the Senate, successful effort to close the Senate on Tuesday, to allow for questioning about weapons of mass destruction and why the Senate Intelligence Committee, led by Senator Pat Roberts, Republican of Kansas, has not produced a report on whether or not the administration exaggerated reports on weapons of mass destruction in order to justify going to war in Iraq. Joe Watkins, did you see this as a stunt, which is what Senator Bill Frist, the majority leader, described it as?
I think Senator Frist described it accurately, which is that it's a kind of a counterpunch strategy, which is to say that they have not really put forward to the American people an agenda of their own, saying these are our values, these are the things about which we care deeply, and this is where we hope to head. What they've chosen to do instead is to kind of counterpunch, to try to see wherever it is they suppose Republicans may be weak, and then to try to seize upon that perception of weakness to make a case to America against Republicans.
Ron Walters, did you think that the Democratic maneuver or stunt, as Senator Frist called it, was effective?
I do think it was effective because the president, of course, was attempting to get the Libby indictment off of the front pages of the newspapers and out of the talk shows. And then, of course, the Democrats said, well, let's get this back in the public eye. And that was the source of the dramatic attempt to do that. I mean, this is extremely serious. If officials in the White House fabricated intelligence to use as a basis for going to war in Iraq, this is one of the reasons why Rockefeller early on called for this investigation. And what the Democrats have found is that a report was issued early on, a year and a half ago. But since then, the second report has been dormant. And Rockefeller says that the reason it has been dormant is that the closer they get to asking questions about the White House, the more stonewalling that they have encountered.
Joining us in Washington, Ron Walters, professor of political science at the University of Maryland, and also Reverend Joseph Watkins, head of Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church in Philadelphia. He was a member of the first President Bush's White House staff. Professor Walters was an advisor to Reverend Jesse Jackson's campaigns for president. Gentlemen, thanks so much.
Thank you, Juan.
Thank you so much.
Join us every Thursday right here for more Political Corner with Juan Williams and our Washington Insiders.